Ignatius had decided against going to the Britannia. The movie being shown was a widely praised Swedish drama about a man who was losing his soul, and Ignatius was not particularly interested in seeing it. He would have to speak with the manager of the theater about booking such dull fare. He checked the bolt on his door and wondered when his mother would be coming home. Suddenly, she was going out almost every night. But Ignatius had other considerations at the moment. Opening his desk, he looked at a pile of articles he had once written with an eye on the magazine market. For the journals of opinion, there were Boethius Observed and In Defense of Rosvita, To Those Who Say She Did Not Exist. For the family magazines, he had written The Death of Rex and Children, The Hope of the World. In an attempt to crack the Sunday supplement market, he had done The Challenge of Water Safety, The Danger of Eight-Cylinder Automobiles, Abstinence, The Safest Method of Birth Control, and New Orleans, City of Romance and Culture. As he looked through the old manuscripts, he wondered why he had failed to send any of them off, for each was excellent in its own way. There was a new, extremely commercial project at hand, though. Ignatius quickly cleared the desk by brushing the magazine articles and Big Chief tablets smartly to the floor with one sweep of his paws. He placed a new loose-leaf folder before him and printed slowly on its rough cover with a red crayon, The Journal of a Working Boy, or Up from Sloth. When he had finished that, he tore the blue horse bands from the stacks of new lined paper and placed them in the folder. With a pencil, he punched holes in the sheets of Levy stationery which already held some notes and inserted them in the front section of the folder. Taking up his Levy Pants ballpoint pen, he began writing on the first sheet of new blue horse paper.
Dear reader, books are immortal sons defying their sires. Plato. I find, dear reader, that I have grown accustomed to the hectic pace of office life, an adjustment which I doubted I could make. Of course, it is true that in my brief career at Levy Pants Limited, I have succeeded in initiating several work-saving methods. Those of you who are fellow office workers and find yourselves reading this incisive journal during a coffee break or such might take note of one or two of my innovations. I direct these observations to officers and tycoons also. I've taken to arriving at the office 1 hour later than I'm expected. Therefore, I am far more rested and refreshed when I do arrive, and I avoid that bleak first hour of the working day during which my still sluggish senses and body make every chore a penance. I find that in arriving later, the work which I do perform is of a much higher quality. My innovation in connection with the filing system must remain secret for the moment, for it is rather revolutionary, and I shall have to see how it works out. In theory, the innovation is magnificent. However, I will say that the brittle and yellowing papers in the files constitute a fire hazard. A more special aspect that may not apply in all cases is that my files apparently are tenement for assorted vermin. The bubonic plague is a valid medieval fate. I do believe, though, that contracting the plague in this dreadful century would be only ludicrous.